another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 7 with verses 13 through 16. Did the good then become death for me? Of course not. Sin, in order that it might be shown to be sin, worked death in me through the good, so that sin might become sinful beyond measure through the commandment. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold into slavery to sin. What I do, I do not understand, for I do not do what I want, but I do what I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I conquer that the law is good. I write what I feel from the Spirit, and I see the words as they seem to tumble from the lines. As they agree with the Lord's love as my focus, one should find the Spirit to agree that faith is how we practice the Word of God to become eternally free in the hope of salvation, sharing with anyone and everyone we see. Amen. Death is sin and selfish. Desires are the only thing you win that drop to the dust before leaving the earth with a grin. When you study the Word of God to become anointed in Him, Him being Jesus, as the only guide you see, overcoming the past, living in the one and only true God as everlasting divinity. Under the Spirit, I share what Jesus asks, a little old me. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Alan, Jeffrey, Alexandra, Julian, and Gabriel, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for the dying as we do each and every day. May the Lord give them peace to share that grin before they become eternally His. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts name. My poem comes from the study of Romans 7. We're in verses 13 through 16. It's a two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Want What I Do, Conquered What I See. Death, I cannot become from good, showing sin as the death worker. Commandment measure sinful beyond should make sin slavery. Sold as a carnal smirker. Understand not the doings of me. Hate what I do as I casually free. Want what I do, conquered what I see. Good is law, conquering, concurring, to agree. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 30th, 2021. We're recording this morning at 7:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Old race number. As we continue to lift up the Word of God, I am Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 30th, 2021. Recording this morning at 7:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast after our brief moment of silence, we take on whatever's going on in the world. Today we've got some issues with the truck. It's not about luck. It's really about maintenance. Keeping it on the road before you run over a toad. Poetry's funny sometimes. It comes from thin air. It's not what you say, but it's what you dare. Amen? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day in the Lord. John and Marie, we love you guys. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we close at 6:03 today. The novena in the name of Jesus. 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 There's your novena of Jesus as we close at 6:09 in the novena of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for joining us. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.